That is no stira. Kan de gufen shalonu, kan de gufen shalahen. Rashi says, ksiva means our type of ksav, kan de gufen shalonu. Masisa diktoni, the whole lashon. Our Mishnah says, you can write a b'chol lashon, shleshina was a ksav, and shleshina was a lashon. Or b'raisa de gufen shalahen. Whereas, you write it lashon ashuris, like you write it in Hebrew, just it reads like in English. You want to write English words, you use Lashon HaShuras though, you use the regular Ksav, just not is reading English, Hebrew, it's reading English. You want to write an English word in Hebrew, so they wrote the Sefer Torah in English. But if you use it, Lashon Ksav HaShuras, then it's kosher. That's what Mishnah's talking about. And the whole Lashon means true in any Lashon, any language, but the Ksav that you use has to be done in Lashon HaShuras. Now, Shaykh can hear that the price says it's no good, they wrote the Mamish in English. They use the Aleph base, they use the ABC. That's why it was possible. The Rashi says, "Kam gufa shalanu masdis natana b'chol lashon shloshinu esaksav." They didn't change the ksav; it's still written in Lashon Hakodesh. Shloshinu esal lashon. The brayser the gufa shalem in their ABC they wrote it. Omalay abaye. So Abaye said like this: "B'maya kimto leyahi b'gufa shalem." You want to say the brayser there that says it's no good? It's talking about written mamish in English. They wrote in the ABC. Of Zoi, my Iru, what does the Braisa have to say? Mikro shekos v'targum. It says that they wrote the Mikro, a word that's supposed to be written down like in Lashon HaKodesh, they wrote it in the Targum Lashon, the way Targum Unklus writes it. Ros v'targum shekos v'mikro. So you have a pasuk like Yigar Shalusa, a Lashon Targum. Instead of writing it that way, they wrote it down Lashon in Lashon HaKodesh. It says it's no good. Is afilo mikro shekos v'mikro. It should have said better. It should have said the regular Mikro, they wrote it Mikro. For a targum, shekos for targum nami, it's also no good. To a ketonia, shechven of Ashuris, ala seifel v'joy. Because you want to learn now, Psham, this Bryce Riz, it was written in English. They used the ABC. So they're using the ABC, you don't have to say they took the mikra and made it into targum. You say the actual mikra itself is no good. If they write the mikra, they translated the bracious in the beginning, they write down in the beginning, it's no good. It's possible. Until you write it down, Ashuris, ala seifel v'joy. So you can't say this Bryce that says this Pasuk is talking about writing down in the beginning, writing down in English. But then you don't have to say any Tanoim here that you changed around the Mikra Shekos for Targum, Targum, Mikra, you don't need that. It's Pasuk, because you wrote English. You didn't write Lashon HaShuras. Elo Lekasha. So Avada, this Bryce means you wrote it in Lashon HaShuras. You wrote it in Hebrew. And still, it says here it's Pasuk, you definitely have to write Lashon HaShuras. And the mikra has to be mikra, and the targum has to be targum. So the stira tal mishnah that says ain ben svar mitzvil mezuzah svar natan mecholoshin. Our mishnah says you can write a sefer mecholoshin, and the other brayser says you can't do like that. It says clearly even the sefer Torah is possible if you change around even the mikra to a targum. So where's the nechnami el lekasha? Her rabbanon her shulman gamliel. It's not shver. Our mishnah is a tanakama. The mishnah that's the rabbanon shita. The end of our mishnah brings down tanakam shulman gamliel. That he says, Afit Svarim, Luyatushak the Eliyavonis. So this Bryce that says it's possible goes to Kotav Shimon Gamliel. That English and Greek is all possible. You have to ask you the Lashon HaKodesh or else Greek. For the Gemara, Eyav Shimon Gamliel, Vayiki Yavonis, that's the Stilts of Kasha. Here the Bryce says the Sefer Torah is only kosher if it's written in Lashon HaShuras, and it has to be our Sefer B'Joy, Mashma only Lashon HaShuras. And according to Rav Shimon Gamliel in the Mishnah, he is Yevonis also. You can write it in Greek also. So who our Mishnah can't be Rav Shimon Gamliel? There's a Brice that can't be Rav Shimon Gamliel. So who is the Stira? Who does the Brice go like? Who is the Rabbanin? So the Rabbanin is the Stira then. The Reish of our Mishnah says, you can write it in any language. And the other Brice says, no, only in Lashon HaShuras. So Mar says like Kasha, Kan b'svarin, kan b'tfilin l'mezuzois. I tell you the Brice, who says a song about a Sefer Torah? A Sefer Torah, the Mishnah says you can write talk in any language you want. So Bryce is talking about tefillin maybe. By tefillin, the dask has to be in Lashon HaShuras and in no other language. Kan b'tefillin l'mezuzos. For the Gemara, tefillin l'mezuzos. My time, like why should it be different? Why should tefillin l'mezuzos be worse than a Sefer Torah? Mishum dechsiv b'hu, for ho yu hadvor me'ila, and we dashin bevi yosin yiyu. It has to be the way it was given. It was given in Lashon HaShuras, Lashon HaKodesh. That's the way it has to be. That it has to be written the way it was given. So therefore, tefillin and mezuzahs is possible in any other language. So now the Gemara said that this last brayse is talking about tefillin and mezuzahs. So it still doesn't make sense. What does the Brisa say? That the Mikra that was written Targum, or Targum was written Mikra. Like, how do you have Targum in Parshas of Shema? Tumar says, my Targum should cost for Mikra Ikra. How do you have a psul like you're supposed to write a Targum, and instead of writing Targum, you wrote a Mikra? In Tefillin and Mezuzahs, in those Parshas, there's no Targum. So, Bishleim, a Torah, Ikra, Yigar, Shadusa. If we're talking about a Sefer Torah itself, it's good. In the Pasuk in Bereishis, the Pasuk says Yigar Shadusa, which is a Lashon Targum. So even in the Torah itself, it writes a Lashon Targum. So somebody's going to write the Sefer Torah and write this word, not in Lashon Targum, but write in Lashon HaKodesh, it's like a Pasuk. That's good. Elohocha, my Targum Ikum. But if the Bereishis is only talking about Tefillin and Mezuzahs, in the Psukim of Tefillin and Mezuzahs, it is only pure Lashon HaKodesh. There's no Lashon Targum there. So how could this Brisa say if you wrote the Targum by mistake, the Lashon Nikra's possum? There's no Targum. So myself, like Kasha, I'll tell you true. This Brisa can't be talking about Tefillin and Mezuzahs. It's talking about something else. Kan be Megillah, kan be Svarim. It's talking about Megillah Sester. Megillah Sester Targum, the Bavsta has to be written for Lashon HaKodesh. And in Megillah Sester, there's Targum there also. That's what the Brisa is talking about. In the Megillah, if you wrote the Targum by Lashon Nikra, the Nikra by Lashon Targum, it's possum. For the Mar my timer, why should Mikra Megillah be different? Why should Megillah Sester Dafka be Veloshin HaKodesh? Tichsidbov, as the Pasuk says, Tichsovim Mul Kulashoinim. It has to be Dafka Dechsav and Deloshin. And Loshin Ashuris, that's the way it has to be. For the Mar Bezoi, my Targum Shekos for Mikra, where's their Ikra? Where's their word of Targum in Megillah Sester? That it says it's possible if you write it Veloshin Mikra instead? Amirapopo, the Nishma Piskam HaMelech. Piskam is a Loshin Targum. So it says in the Megillah Lashon of Targum, so that it's possible, if you write the word Piskam, instead of Piskam, you write a Lashon HaKodesh, it'd be possible. We have Nachman of Yitzchak Omar, another Pasuk that says, the Chol HaNoshim Yitnu Yikor Labalayim. A Lashon Yikor is a Lashon Targum. It doesn't say Yitnu Kovet Labalayim, it says Yikor. So if you write this word Yikor and you write Kovet instead, it'll be possible. So now it goes good, this price is talking about Megillah Sester, and Megillah Sester is like a puzzle if you change around even the Targum into Mikra. Now Sheikh in the Sefer Torah, that's the mask to the Tanakam of our Mishnah, that you can write a Sefer Torah b'chol Lashon. Ravashi Yomar, Ki Tan Yohi B'Shah Svarim. It's the price before that says, it's also to write in any other Lashon, only Lashon Ashuris, that goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. But it's talking about Shas Svarim, Rashi says that means Nevi'im and Ksuvim, not a Sefer Torah. And the Gemara says Rabbi Yehudi, the Brisa goes according to Rabbi Yehudi Shita. The Tanya would learn like this, Tefillin and Mezuzahis is a Nechtovim Ela Ashurus. Tefillin and Mezuzahis you only write Lashon HaKodesh, Avu Lashon, Lashon Ashurus. Rabbi Seinu Hatiru Yevonis. Rabbi Seinu, the Rabbonim argument say no, you can even write in Lashon Yevonis also. For the Gemara, how could that be? How could it be Matir Tefillin and Mezuzahis? I will accept the Pasuk says, Vahoyu, that we had before, it has to be the way it was given. Tefillin and Mezuzahs, you can't change it around. Elaim, you have to say like this. Svarim nichtovim b'choloshin. It means Svarim, a Sefer Torah, is written b'choloshin. For Rabbi Seinu hetiru Yevonis. And Rabbi Seinu was only matter to write the Sefer Torah only in Yevonis and no other language. But the Gemara also doesn't make sense. Hetiru mechlad atanakam also. If it says Rabbi Seinu hetiru mashma, they gave a special heter, you could write the Sefer Torah in Lashon Yevonis. Mashma, they're arguing on the Tanakhama, and they come to say a heter, you're allowed to. For the Gemara, Tanakhama says everything is mutter. Like that's more Lashon here. Rabbi Seinu hetiru Yevonis, hetiru, mechlal Tanakhama osur. A heter would be mashma that the Tanakhama says it's osur, and it's not true. The Tanakhama was saying it holds everything is mutter. You could write it b'chol Lashon. So how could you say now, Rabbi Seinu was mat Yevonis? Elohim must say like this, Rabbi Seinu lo hitiru sheyichtavu el Yevonis. Rabbi Seinu were only matted to write it only in Yevonis. In other words, that's the machlokes. The Tanakhama says you can write the Sefer Torah b'chol Lashon Taka. But the Rabbi Seinu, they say now a Sefer Torah can be written in Lashon HaKodesh and Ashuris. The only other language is only Yevonis. But Tanya would learn like this, Om Rabbi Yehuda, Avke shetiru Rabbi Seinu Yevonis, even when Rabbi Seinu were matted to write a Sefer Torah in Lashon Yevonis, lo hitiru el b'sefer Torah, they were only matted to write the Sefer Torah itself, and not Shas Svarim, like not Nevi'im Uksuvim. Or Mishur Maitre the Talmud HaMelech. Because of the Maitre, what happened by Talmud HaMelech, like we'll soon see, they brought in 70 the Kingdom, they all wrote the Sefer Torah together, they translated different ways. So because of this Nes, the Chum were matted to write the Sefer Torah at least
in Lashon Yevonis. Ve'enachanam Mishar Svarim, Nevi'im Uksuvim, that the Chum says also to write Bechol Lashon. So now this Brisa that says it's possible, it's only Kosher and Ksav Ashuris, that's going according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, according to these Rabbi Seinu, that Shas Svarim Nevi'im Uksuvim has no heter at all to be written in any other language, even in Yevonis. The only heter they gave was only a Sefer Torah, like the Maisa will soon see. Titania, like we learned, Maisa Batalmei HaMelech, Shekinas Shivim Ushnaim Zakenim. He brought in 72 Zakenim. Vehechnison B'Shivim Ushnaim Batim. He brought them into 72 different houses. Each one has his own apartment. All right, turn over.
Seventy-two different houses, seventy-two different apartments. For like Gidolahem Al Ma Kinsim, he didn't tell one or the other what I'm bringing in for. He commanded 72 to come into 72 different rooms. And he said, I want everyone to write over the Torah in Lashon Yevonis. I want to understand the Torah. Is not my Kodesh Baruch Hu blame Kolechot B'yechot Eitzo. V'eski Mekulo Madas Achas. Shem gave every one of them like Ruach HaKodesh, and when they translated the Torah, every one of them translated a little bit different, that he shouldn't be a mocker to be an apikoros to say that there's no Hashem, there are two Hashems. So, V'kis V'loi, Elokim Bar Bereshis. They didn't want to say Bereshis Bar Elokim, which would have been mashma first, Bereshis is one Hashem, and then Elokim is the second one, but rather Elokim Bar Bereshis. That's the way they wrote it. That's what it says. Elokim bara bereshis as a shemayim shlo yoyma bereshis shemu. That's one God. Ushtei rishu yaseim. Farishem boras hasheni. One created the second one. So they all changed it around to say Elokim bara bereshis. Then es to odam betzelim ubedumus. Shrashi shemikan koktu oimrim. Shtei rishu yaseim. Yosef nas odam. We have a lotion of nas odam. Mash like Hashem is talking to somebody else. Beshutvus, let's make it together. Mash with the two gods. So they made it just es to odam, I will, a lotion yochid. Vayachal b'yom hashishi, vayishpas b'yom hashvi. And that's what we have, Rosh Shlo Yomim came, also malatcho b'shabbos, to exil vayachal b'yom hashvi. We have it as if to say Hashem stopped on the seventh day. Mashma that Hashem worked a little bit on Shabbos, and he stopped on Shabbos. They shouldn't make that mistake. So they wrote down, vayachal b'yom hashishi. Hashem stopped on, finished all the work on Friday. And vayishpas b'yom hashvi. Zochru nekeve boru, and not a lot that we have it, V'loikosu barom. Again, the Lashon Rabban, they shouldn't say there were two gods creating. V'loikosu barom. Hova erdo v'yovlo shom svosim. I will go down. Not like Allah, again, they shouldn't say if we have it, Lashon Rabban, both of us will go down like there are two gods. V'titzchak sor b'kraveo. And Sara left b'kraveo amongst her friends. V'ashi shlo yoymar al avrom lehikbid. Yosef v'yitzchak. The Yalsari Hikvah, the Fika Kosel B'Kraveh Lemar, Avram B'Liba V'Yomer B'Kraveh. But you read the Pesukim itself, it says the same Lashon by Avram as by Sarah. It says Avram laughed when he heard about the news, and it says Sarah laughed. And by Sarah, Hashem had a complaint. And by Avram, it wasn't a complaint. So they wouldn't understand that. So therefore, they changed the Lashon. The reason why Hashem complained about Sarah, because they said B'Kraveh, she spoke, laughed out amongst her friends. So that was a bigger complaint. But they just read the Pesukim by Avram, it's not so bad, it's a smash from me left inside him, so that is not a big complaint. Ki biyapam ho gushor v'tsoyna makru ovus. They uprooted an ovus, Joshish lo yoyma ratzchonim hoyu. Avasech, they shouldn't say they're murderers. Shrei aviyim meir aleyim. Shem ho guish. Kakos v'shor. That's why it changed around. Didn't say ho guish. Not to say that the Shvatim were murderers, but ho gushor v'tsoyna makru ovus. The store where the animals live, not to call them murderers. The ikach moishas ishtov yezvonov yakivim anoyse bnei yodam. That's the more lashon mekavadik, not the way the Torah says it, not the lashon kavadik.
Umoshe b'nei Yisrael asher yosu b'mitzrayim uv'shara rotzos arba meya shona. The year of b'shara rotzos, because where we have it, you don't have 400 years. So in order to make it 400 years, they said, it's 400 years living in Mitzrayim and in other lands also. Then they also changed around, v'yishlach ezatuta b'nei Yisrael v'yazatuta b'nei Yisrael asholach yodai. Also it changes around. Rashi says, v'yisoy parasha atzma l'fisha kosu zatuta etchilo chozru. Didn't want to say the young people of Bnei Yisrael. It's also not the Kovadik. So it changed around this. There's Atutim, the chiefs of Bnei Yisrael.